Dog Tales, number 21, Counting Dog. Man claimed to have the smartest dog in the country anywhere. He said he would put him up against any and all of them. And so his neighbor, who worked in a store, worked all the time, got off from his job one weekend and decided he'd borrow this neighbor's dog. So he did, and this fella told him, "Now this dog's got plenty of sense. However many birds he's got set in a covey, now he'll bark that many times." "Now, will that dog do that?" the neighbor asked. "Yes, sir," he said. So the store man borrowed the dog, went out in the hills, and the dog found him a covey of quail. However many birds were in that covey, the dog barked. 15, 20, whatever it was. Being warned like that, the man bagged every one of them birds. So he started on. The dog was way on up ahead of him, heading for a field of wheat which was ripe and not yet harvested. Then all at once, the dog turned and come running back to the store man just as hard as he could, picked up a stick and commenced shaking that stick, shaking and shaking that stick. The store clerk thought the dog had gone plumb loco and he didn't know what to do. The dog dropped the stick and ran back down to the wheat field, then turned and ran back to the store clerk, picked up the stick, and he started shaking and shaking it again. Store clerk reached down to pet the dog, but it paid him no mind. Then the dog started beating the man on his shins with that stick. When he got back home without the dog, the store clerk told the dog's owner, his neighbor, he was gone crazy and I had to shoot him. And he pulled up his trouser legs to show where the neighbor, the dog's owner, the bruises on his shins. And the man that owned the dog said, "Well, why did you do that? That dog want loco? Don't you know what he meant?" "He wouldn't stop," the clerk said. "What did it mean?" "It meant that there were more birds in that wheat field than you can shake a stick at." Collected from Lewis Lamb of Paintlick, Kentucky, in 1980. This tale is widely known and is one of the most likely to be told when one asks for a dog tale. Lewis's setting in the mountains is unusual, and it's probably his own addition to the tale. He is a first-rate yarn spinner as well as a champion fiddler. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.